Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Hello and welcome to the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program, broadcast each and every Sunday at 2:30 p.m. here on WPIT Radio AM 73, bringing you the best in Russian news, music, and songs. My youngest daughter, Sue Ann Kosel's birthday is today, so happy birthday, Sue.
Happy birthday.
See you after the program.
How old are you?
She doesn't want to tell us. We begin our program today with Jak ja budu study iti, from the village group Makovitsky Holos from Svidnik.
Як я буду стадити, буде за мною пана бити. Гей, Дунай, 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 зока вільня шугай. Пана бити, гута грати, будеш мила панувати. Гей, Дунай, 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 зока вільня шугай. Гей, Дунай, 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 зока вільня шугай.
The Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program can be heard around the world via the internet. Just go to www.c-rs.org, find the left-hand column, click on the date of the archive you would like to listen to. We are the only Russian radio program sponsored by and financially supported by the National Carpatho-Russian Society, but your support is also very much needed to help keep us on the air. The Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program can also be heard streaming live here on WPIT AM 73 via their website. Just go to www.wpitam.com and click on the big button which says Listen Live. So whether you live in Pittsburgh or Petachin, you can listen to the Russian Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program. We received a generous donation from our good friend and listener, Dennis Krasowski of Carnegie. Clue, as he is known, is probably one of the best clarinetists I ever heard of, being a clarinetist nowhere close to his stature. One of the best that I've ever heard. And this one goes out to you, Clue. We expect to hear this from you next time we see you. This is the clarinet Chardash.
Thank you.
that's fabulous, I'll tell you.
I even tried breaking that down on my sound processor slowly, and I still couldn't catch every note.
Well, anyway, I want to share some more of the times that we had on our Rusin tour last month. And the next day, to start where we left off, we boarded the bus early in the morning right after breakfast and went to Slovakia's second largest city, Košice, which is one of my favorite cities that I really like. That's where I get most of my CDs when I go there. It seems like they have shops there that they don't have in the other cities. And they have a wonderful crystal store where you can get this Bohemian crystal that's so popular over there. It's just their goods are just really wonderful. I like Košice, Dean.
No, yeah. Well, Košice is the center of town, a big walking zone, Pešia zona, as they call it, where it's closed off to all vehicles. And it's a medieval city. It has a huge cathedral, St. Elizabeth, right in the middle of it, very Gothic. And the whole surrounding area, you go up one way, it's about 3/4 of a mile. You come back, it's 3/4 of a mile. Everything has been sandblasted. There's the East Slovak Steelworks right outside of Košice. So during the communist era, everything turned all black and sooty, like Pittsburgh looked in the 1970s. But they cleaned everything up. They did the whole walkways, got rid of all the crime, because there used to be a lot of crime in the Košice area, a lot of gang movements and things like that. So there are a lot of stores. Things have been reconstructed and very beautiful. Sidewalk cafes, a lot of great stores there. So it's the second largest city. I also went to the new Steel Arena where the Košice Steelers, the hockey team, play. So I can get my son some hockey paraphernalia from Košice. And their name are the Steelers, Železjarni, which are steel workers, which are Steelers. And they have a fan club, and it's called the Steelers Fan Club. So it's Košice is a really nice city.
Yeah, I love it. And then that evening, well, not at evening, probably early afternoon, we went back to the hotel and put all the people, have them checked in and settled down.
Humana. Yeah.
And then we went with our relatives out to their house and for dinner and to spend the evening with them. And what impressed me was that their house was right at the bottom of this big hill mountain where there's a castle on top, an old castle.
Yeah, outside the city of Humana, there's a little village called Breko. And the top of the hill in Breko is an old castle, ruins, dating back to the 15, 1600s. It's not in service anymore, just all the ruins are there. And yeah, we went to go visit the cousins. And by the way, we just got done visiting with our cousins. A couple days after we got back, they came here. My cousin Yaro's wife and two daughters, Anna, Christina, and Miroslava, they just left about an hour and a half ago to go back to New York, where Christina is going to play in a United States Tennis Association tournament this weekend. So I don't know if they can pick us up. I gave them the frequency. They're probably a little out of range up on I-80 somewhere near probably Dubois by now. So don't know if they can hear us. But yeah, we went to our cousin Micah's house, which is right there in Breko, and has some goulash,
wonderful,
which was wonderful.
Goulash. Her husband Ali made it. It was just like to die for.
Oh yeah, and
I mentioned langoush, how much I liked it, and all of a sudden my cousin and her daughter disappeared, and a half hour later they came out with these plates of langoush.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it was like the last time we were there. We said, "Oh yeah, we like palachinki," and they went and they made some. And said, "Oh, we love langoush."
So never say you really like something because they'll
make
do it.
And langoush is a fried dough. It's a Hungarian fried dough that you can put garlic on and cheese, and
but they put ketchup on there.
Yeah,
so
make it a pizza.
It like a pizza. Yeah, we don't want that.
It's like a Hungarian pizza, you know. Yeah. All right, we'll talk a little more about our excursions on the Rusin tour of Slovakia. Next, we have this is Barvinok from I think it's from Kamjunka. They're from where is Barvinok? Kamjunka, I think
yeah,
they're
I think
from.
Kamjunka,
this is Pisho Mili Zdritom and A Chorna Vovna.
Pisho Mili Zdritom. Gazdovati, gazdaj mila gazdovati.
Maybe next week we'll get to the dehabilitating Shlivovica. Just keep that in your memory banks, the dehabilitating Shlivovica. Get your pens and mark these dates on your calendars for the big National Carpatho-Rusyn Society's 15th anniversary celebration. Ready? Friday, Saturday, Sunday, October 9th, 10th, and 11th. Tentatively, the weekend will include a social, a Rusyn festival, the Carpatho-Rusyn Society annual meeting, a grand banquet, and other activities. More detailed information will be forthcoming on this gala event, but make sure you write this on your calendar now so you don't forget about it. Don't go anywhere for the Columbus Day holiday. Stay right here October 9th, 10th, and 11th and plan to join us for the Carpatho-Rusyn Society's 15th anniversary gala celebration.
Yeah, and I'm on that committee, and we just had a meeting, the committee members, and I will have more information for you next week about some of the things that we've finalized. And this Thursday, the 89th Annual Byzantine Family Day, formerly known as Ruski Den, at Kennywood Park. It's part of the GCU's Family Fun Week. A brief program, including a performance by Slavyani, will begin at 11:30 a.m. on the main stage behind the turnpike ride. Children can register at Pavilion 5 and receive Kennywood tokens, compliments of the GCU. And these tokens can be used for food and or games in the park. Pavilion 6, adjacent to the stage, will be reserved for Slavyani and parishioners of Holy Ghost Church, McKees Rocks, and drinks and ice cream will be provided for them, compliments of Slavyani. Now, our next, I hope to see you there, guys, so stop by and see us. Our
say
next
hi.
One is another village group, Ketchida, from Yakubiania.
It's where our vice president, Marianne
Sivak, is
from.
We got this from Marianne Sivak, and I love it. So it's Hey Tonasha Vechurki.
St. John the Baptist Orthodox Church's 16th Annual Rusyn Food Festival will be held August 6th through 8th from 11 o'clock a.m. until 8 p.m. each day in the Parish Center, which is located on 5th Street in Ambridge, featuring food, dance, music, costumes, artisans and their crafts, and much more. Feast on pierohi, dumpling or noodle halushka, breaded chicken, kolbasa and kraut, holubke, pagach, borscht, mushroom bean soup, chicken soup, Russian summer salads, and traditional favorites such as nut, apricot, and poppy seed rolls, palachinka, cheregi, Russian tort, and more. When's dinner? What time is it? There will be demonstrations of traditional Russian arts such as icon writing, pisanka making, as well as lace making. At 3 o'clock on Saturday the 8th, the Carpato Rus Ensemble will perform, and at 4 p.m., the singing Reviljak family, originally from Bardejov, Slovakia, will perform traditional Russian folk songs. There will be ethnic items including CDs, wooden items, Russian shirts and sweatshirts, books, embroideries, as well as Eastern Christian religious items for sale. Everyone is invited, and admission is free, so that is August 6th through 8th, 11 a.m., to 8 p.m. Next, we have Kedna Moya Mamka by Zelena Buchina.
Okay, Dean, a little bit more about our trip.
Mm-hmm.
When we were at, next day we went to Humene, and we went to an outdoor museum, which was really, really nice.
Well, what we ended up doing that day is that we started in the morning, we had some breakfast, and then we all loaded up the party bus, went to two villages that were in the very, very northeastern corner of Slovakia. The first one was Topoľa, and right there is a wooden church, the Church of St. Michael the Archangel. In 1700 it was built, and Topoľa is the village of the birth of whom? Do you remember?
Alexander Duchnovich.
Alexander Duchnovich, who is our national awakener, and we were able to see the church where he was baptized, as well as the village, and into the church as well. We found the kostilnik, the church keeper, and was able to go into the church and see that. And then afterwards, we went to the statue of Duchnovich, where we took some pictures and sang Yarusin Bul, Yasmi I Budu, which was written by Alexander Duchnovich in 1851. Then afterwards, we went to another village, which was right up the road, called Ruski Potok. And Ruski Potok, which means the Russian Creek, as another church. And it was found, well, it was built in the 1700s, and it's also a beautiful Orthodox church there. And we were able to go to it, as well as the the regular church. They built a new one, so they use the old one for special occasions, and they have the new church right next to it. And the funny thing about going to that one was we found the guy who opened the church and got the keys and did all this. And then afterwards, there was a little bar there, so we were like, okay, let's invite the villagers in to have a beer and a shot or whatnot. And this is probably the first time where people said, no, we have a fast, St. Peter and Paul. The Orthodox were having their fasting period before the feast of St. Peter and Paul, and actually he goes, I can't drink anything right now. And I think that was the first time I ever heard
someone
say, no, I can't have a drink, especially in the homeland.
Orthodox tend to be a little bit more strict than the Byzantine or the Greek Catholics. I don't know why, but...
So then we made our way back, went to Snina to have some lunch, a nice little restaurant there, and then we took everyone to the Skansen, the outdoor museum, and then the Podvihorlatsky Museum, which is the museum in Humena, where they were able to go see a lot of the things and then go to the outdoor museum. So a lot of good things happened on that day. And then we'll start talking about the next day. So when we went to Medzi Laborice for liturgy. So go ahead. You can
talk a little bit. We were in a church jam-packed as usual. And the Greek Catholics went to, the Greek Catholic Church. And they're right up the hill is the Orthodox Church. And their liturgy started an hour before, so it was perfect. They were both ended at the same time because the Orthodox, again, the liturgy tends to be later.
Well, yeah, remember, they have matins as well in front of it. So.
And, so that was wonderful getting back to Medjugorje because I also liked that. And we went up to the orphanage, St. Nicholas, the Orthodox Church has a orphanage and anything that's sponsored by the religious or the churches don't get support from the state. And so we took a nice donation this Thursday at Kennywood. We'll be collecting again for next year to send them money. And
it was great going to the Greek Catholic Church because the priest who's there, Father Jan Blaschko, is a good friend of my parish priest, Father Valerian Michlik. And he said, hey, just give him an email and he'll be more than happy to have you. And then before liturgy, he welcomed all the American Rusins. And it was great to hear liturgy the way it should be done.
And we sang
in Church Slavonic and Rusin
language.
And even
the video especially. And they looked at us when we started singing like, wow, these Americans can sing with us, but we sure can because we love it. And we're going to talk more about the trip next week. And we're going to close with a medley by the group called Junior, I guess.
Yep.
And we hope you have enjoyed today's program. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us again next week for another unique and interesting Carpathian Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Sibohum.
Praju vam krasny den, majte sa krasne, shchastlivo.
Слабо у išla do ubočil, skala je zabila. Hej, barovci, barovci, hej, prekraši špivate, bilo jo
I would again like to thank all who support this program. If you have any announcements, birthdays, anniversaries, dedications, or want to make a donation, please write me, Jack Poloka, at 37 Wilson Avenue, McKees Rocks, PA 15136, or call me at home at 412-331-3124. And be sure to join us again next Sunday at 2:30 p.m. for another unique and interesting Carpathia Rusyn Society Heritage Program.
Дорогі русинські брати, сестри, дуже сердечно вам дякуємо, що сте слухали нашу релацію. Дуфаме, що сте вам любив наш днешній програм. Позиваме вас наслухати на следующу неділю о 5:30 годині на станиці WPIT на фреквенцію 713. З Богом!
A service of Salem Communications.
Well, it's about 3 o'clock on your Sunday afternoon. 73 degrees and mostly sunny in downtown Pittsburgh. 64 with light showers in Košice, Slovakia. It's time now for the Slovak Radio program, sponsored by the Western Pennsylvania Slovak Radio Hour Committee. Your hosts for this program are Rudy and Sue Andrejko.